Polish Aid Podcast.
There are at least 200,000 of them globally. They devote their time, health, and sometimes lives to save others in the most remote corners of the world. A story about a brave humanitarian. For World Humanitarian Day. By Patrick Kugiel. The United Nations calls them real-life heroes and even gave them a social media hashtag. Humanitarians, as we can call humanitarian aid workers, have something in common with the Good Samaritan of the biblical parable. Much like their ancient predecessors, modern humanitarians will not pass by someone in need. They help victims of natural disasters and catastrophes, wars, conflicts, and persecution. They run refugee camps, provide food, build shelters, teach, give medication, and support the most needy. It is the human being that is at the center of their interest, regardless of which side he or she represents, which religion he or she practices, or which nationality he or she represents. Humanitarian aid ethics is based on impartiality and neutrality, as well as on the cardinal rule, do not harm. The fate of hundreds of millions of people depends on their work, commitment, and dedication. In 2019 alone, thanks to humanitarian aid, it was possible to vaccinate almost 29 million children against measles, almost 7 million malnourished children and pregnant women were provided with medical care, and 32 million were given access to clean water. Over 71 million refugees and internally displaced persons could obtain shelter, food, and means of subsistence. According to the UN's predictions from early 2020, as many as 168 million people were in need of humanitarian aid this year, a record figure for many decades. It means that every 45th person in the world can survive solely thanks to such assistance. Only in Yemen, nearly 80% of the population, so around 24 million people, needs help. There are other ongoing humanitarian crises in Syria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Afghanistan, South Sudan, Venezuela, or Haiti. The UN has estimated that its humanitarian aid alone will cost $28 billion. However, due to the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, these numbers have become outdated and real needs have increased dramatically. At present, another 9 countries have had to turn to the UN for assistance, apart from the 54 that have already done so, and several dozen million people have been left with nothing to live on as a result of implementing restrictions and limiting economic activity. According to the World Bank, 40 to 60 million people were again forced into extreme poverty, which means they'll have to survive for less than the equivalent of $1.9 a day. The World Food Programme estimates that the number of people who cannot meet their dietary needs will be doubled to reach 265 million. For its part, UNICEF has sounded a warning that an additional 6,000 children may die every day from illnesses that cannot be prevented due to the fact that its irregular vaccination program has been suspended, whereas cases of measles, cholera, and other diseases have started to spread, and fast. The pandemic has made humanitarian aid even more needed, and at the same time, more dangerous. Humanitarian aid workers are working hard on the front line in the fight against the virus, often in conditions where neither proper hygiene standards nor social distancing can be kept. Nevertheless, their mission has never been easy. Every year, the number of humanitarian aid workers who suffer while helping others grows. In 2019, 483 aid workers were harmed in 277 separate attacks. 125 lost their lives, 234 were wounded, and 124 abducted. 10 years earlier, in 2010, the number of attacks was around half that, 130 incidents, while the number of casualties amounted to 250 persons, with 73 killed. Most victims, nearly 90%, are local staff. The most dangerous places to provide assistance in 2019 were Syria, South Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Afghanistan, the Central African Republic, Yemen, and Mali. In 2009, the UN announced that the 19th of August would be marked as World Humanitarian Day to honor those who have paid the ultimate price for their mission. On this day in 2003, 22 people perished in a bomb attack in Baghdad, Iraq, including Sergio Vieira de Mello, a Brazilian diplomat and special representative of the UN Secretary-General for Iraq. Also in Poland, more and more individuals and organizations are becoming involved in humanitarian aid. NGO staff, volunteers, Polish missionaries, paramedics and physicians use government funds, private means and public fundraising to deliver support to the most remote places on Earth. In doing so, they prove their solidarity with the most vulnerable and take responsibility for the common fate of mankind. In 2019, Polish authorities donated 65.3 million zloty for humanitarian aid. Most of the funds were transferred to the victims of war and refugees who fled Syria to neighboring countries, Lebanon, Turkey, and Iraq. From that amount, 40 million zloty was contributed to the EU facility for refugees in Turkey, 11.8 million zloty supported the international humanitarian agencies, and 13.2 million zloty was transferred to Polish humanitarian organizations in the region. This enabled the Polish Center for International Aid to provide shelter and improve access to education for refugees and inhabitants of Lebanon, and the Polish Medical Mission to improve healthcare availability for women and children in the underdeveloped areas of the Zarqa and Al-Mafraq provinces in Jordan. Polish firemen, medical staff and humanitarian aid experts of the Polish Center for International Aid were one of the first to come to the rescue following a disastrous explosion in Beirut in August 2020, where hundreds died and over 300,000 were left homeless. The humanitarian aid of today is by no means a spontaneous activity of a bunch of idealists and enthusiasts. It is an established field of science, a professional area of services, and a substantial part of the global economy and politics. Critics point out the humanitarian industry with all its faults and unsuccessful programs. White off-road cars of aid organizations dashing through African or Asian wildernesses are sometimes criticized and envied. In her renowned book, The Crisis Caravan, published in Poland in 2011, Linda Polman blamed humanitarian organizations for making people dependent on aid, their cooperation with undemocratic regimes, or simply wasting resources. Yet the criticism drives the constant change of the humanitarian sector, an increase of its efficiency and the best possible use of its resources. New methods of delivering aid, for example turning to money transfers rather than donations in kind, and management are implemented. Life-saving humanitarian aid is matched with development assistance, which gives a fishing rod rather than the proverbial fish, and other actions to increase peace and stability, which would allow people to soon become independent of support. There are special studies worldwide to prepare for this kind of activity, and working with humanitarian organizations often turns to be an interesting international career path. However, providing aid or managing an assistance project in unstable parts of the world requires not only appropriate knowledge and experience, but also psychological predispositions, such as a resistance to stress, courage, and perseverance. Humanitarian aid will be needed as long as there are wars, poverty, and violence in the world. Courageous humanitarians will be needed as well. Climate change, spread of infectious diseases, and more frequent natural disasters are likely to strike an increasing number of people. And as we may continue dreaming of a world where their work will be redundant, as for now, it is worth appreciating their daily commitment and dedication. Read by John Beecham.
Podcast produced by Free Range Productions.